What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Social Circle, where we stay social while being socially distant, of course. I'm your host, the one and only Big Drake. And it's that time of year again. October baseball is back. I talked a little bit about it last episode with my brother. And time to talk more. Because, last time we talked, it was about the wild card round, which, once again, if I didn't say this before, I will say it again. Congratulations to both the Boston Red Sox and the Los Angeles Dodgers on winning their respective wild card rounds and moving on to their divisional series rounds. So let's go to the divisional series, a little recap there. What an incredible series. I'll start with the Dodgers. What a series that was for LA. Winning an incredible, it was just incredible, you know. The Dodgers defeated the Giants 3-2 in the series, and you know they beat them in 5 games. And what a game that was! What a game 5 that was! Incredible. I watched a little bit of it, and it was great. So congratulations to Dave Roberts and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Going back to the NLCS, they're trying to repeat, and unfortunately, they're currently struggling in the NLCS against the Atlanta Braves, who defeated the Milwaukee Brewers in 4 games to advance to their to the NLCS. The Braves are now up 2-0. And, wow. Like, it's crazy to believe that the Braves are 2 wins away from going to their first World Series since 1999. And who do they play then? The New York Yankees. Back when they were dominant. When they were the scary team, the team to beat, you know. So, and don't mind me, I'm eating lunch, so don't mind me. But I can't talk about sports on an empty stomach. I'm sorry, especially baseball. So, the Braves, can they do it? Can they close out the series in LA? Can they do a clean sweep? I don't know. But from what I'm seeing, probably. But at the same time, you got to think the Dodgers play way better at home than they do on the road. Way, way better at home. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see some Mookie magic. Maybe Chris Taylor will get another walk off. Max Muncy, you got to think about Scherzer and the pitching. We'll see what happens there. Game 5. I'm sorry. What the hell am I saying? Sorry. Game 3 of the National League Championship Series will take place in LA, Dodger Stadium, tomorrow night at 5:08 p.m. Eastern. Guess it's like 10 o'clock out there in LA. First pitch at 5:08. I'm not sure who is going to be pitching that game. We'll see what happens there. Now on to the other side. I gotta save the best for last. My Boston Red Sox, after losing a terrible, terrible game one in Houston, they come back in game two and tie the series 1-1. Dude, what the hell? JD Martinez, a grand slam in the first inning. Incredible. Followed by Rafi Devers, another grand slam in the second inning. And followed by who else but Kike Hernandez. The greatest pickup in our franchise history, I'd have to say. Since Big Papi, David Ortiz, you know, the big three. David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez. Hell, Pedro Martinez, you know. This kid is amazing. So he is the first player to hit to get hits. So he has 15 hits in a 5-game span. That includes a divisional series and the ALCS. 15 hits in a 5-game span. That's the most since I figured who it was. But I don't know, a player last year did that same thing. And it's incredible. Kike is a great player. Really great player. And I have faith in him, and I think he's going to make it far with this team. So we'll definitely see what happens. Trying to find who. Oh my god, I just saw it on Facebook today. But anywho. But yeah, Kike. It was like a 4-way tie at 13 from 1989 to now, and Kike just broke that tie. So congratulations, kid. You earned it. And I hope you can help us big in Boston. Red Sox win game 2, 9-5. We lost game 1. 5-0 or some shit? No, I'm sorry. It was 5-4 because we were starting to come back. And we ended up losing. Yeah, pretty much. So, well, we had the lead in the third inning. It was 3-1. Houston came back with 2 more runs in the sixth inning, the seventh, and the eighth. And Red Sox just couldn't score up until the ninth. With one home run, and that was, I believe, by Rafi Devers, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it was. At least the good thing about it, what was good about that game? I mean, Chris Sale pitching two innings, and Alex Cora was like, yeah, you're done, after he lets go of a home run. You can't just take out a player because of that. You know, Chris Sale, yeah, pitchers are going to make mistakes. It's not like Chris Sale lets go of runs every time he takes the mound. No. And another thing that pisses me off about this roster. Okay. I understand why you took out Matt Barnes. I totally get that. So But why put in a guy that hasn't played a single game all season because of an injury? He didn't play until September. And I'm talking about Ryan Brazier. I get it. He's good. He's good when it comes to playoff games. He was great for us back when we won it all in 2018. But why put him there? Why put him on and he hasn't played a game all season? Same thing with... Okay, so... And another thing, all right? Ottavino. He had a great inning. Why take him out? Like, after he relieved Chris Sale, he had a great inning. Why take him out? I get it. Chris Sale's still coming back from an injury. You know, he had Tommy John surgery last year, and he was out almost all season this year. But Ottavino was doing great. Like, you only left him there with one inning pitched, and I he didn't let go of a hit or nothing. He struck out a guy, and then you took him out and put in this guy, Taylor, who is okay. And you put in Brazier, who lets go of another hit. After Taylor lets go of a hit, you got this guy, Hauk. I don't know how to pronounce his name. I'm sorry. In one inning pitch, he lets go of two hits and two earned runs. Robles, another one. Sawamura, I never even heard of this guy. Martin Perez, he did all right. He did all right. Come on, Alex. You know. And y'all really wanted Dave Dombrowski to leave, which, don't get me wrong, I wanted him to leave too. You could ask anybody about that. What the hell? I just don't get it. But other than that, tonight's game three, and it's back in Boston. The series is tied 1-1. I wasn't really nervous after we lost game one, because this is exactly what happened in 2018 when we won it all again. And we're facing the same team we faced in 2018 to advance to the World Series, and we beat them in 5 games. I think we could do that again. I think the Red Sox can absolutely do that again. And yeah. Game 3 is tonight in Boston. First pitch at 8:08. And who's our starting pitcher? Eduardo Rodriguez is going to be taking the mound for us. I believe so, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that's what Cora announced. Yes, so the Red Sox got Eduardo Rodriguez pitching game three tonight. And for the Astros, it's Jose Urquidy. I hope I'm saying that right. And there's no lineups yet no batting lineups yet for the Red Sox or the Astros. And you know, at least for our lineup, I'm not really scared. I'm not worried about our lineup, because we have an amazing lineup. I mean, yo, gotta watch out. If I'm the Houston Astros, I'm gonna watch out for Kike, of course. Kyle Schwarber, who's like the quiet kid in the back of the classroom, and you gotta watch out for him. excuse me. JD Martinez and Rafi Devers. Watch out for those guys. If I'm the Houston Astros, but I'm not. I'm a Red Sox for life. Sorry. Let's see what happens tonight. I'm really excited for the game. I definitely want to watch it, but I feel like somebody in my friend circle is going to drag me outside because they want to hang out and chill. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. Like, I want to actually see the game and not listen to it on the radio. So, that being said, what the hell happened to the Patriots yesterday? I mean, do I really want to talk about this? You know, I'm like, I don't know, but I do have a question for you guys. Do you still think Mac Jones is our guy? Because just remember what all of you guys said about Cam Newton last season. All you guys said it was Cam Newton. Cam Newton's our guy. Cam Newton's going to be the replacement for Tom Brady. I had faith in him too, but what happened? It's just a bet in one season. One season with a dynasty. You know, the only team to win 6 Super Bowls in the 21st century. And with the greatest head coach of all time since Vince Lombardi. And this is what happens? Come on, yo. I'm going to give the kid a chance. You know, we're 2-4 now. We just need to take that into consideration, that we're 2-4. And I think Belichick's patience is running out, even though he doesn't show it, because he doesn't show emotion at all when he's in the press conferences. He just loves to say, on to the next one, on to the next one. We're focusing on next week. We're focusing on next week. Coach, get your head out of your ass, for God's sake. What the hell is going on there? What's going on in the locker room? This is probably why Tom Brady left in the first place. Speaking of Brady, he's doing damn better. He did better in his first year in Tampa than his first year in New England. I mean, yeah, you know, Brady had a shitty rookie year when he played for us. But we gave him a chance, and he gave us 6 Super Bowls. I'm heartbroken that he's gone. He's my childhood hero, you know. And, like, yo. Like, he went from a team that he carried for 20-plus years to another shitty team that he's carrying now. Got them their first Super Bowl win since 2002. Back in the John Gruden days. Which, another thing I will talk about in this episode, now that it just came to mind. Now, Brady did say, after whooping our ass in New England, he did say, I don't know what the future holds. But, you know, basically what he said was, there's thoughts of him coming back and who knows what will happen. He's going to retire a Patriot, folks. I think he's going to come back to New England, play one more game, play one more year, and hang it up there. Regardless if he does that or not, his jersey, number 12, stays in New England and will be retired in New England. Which reminds me, can we retire Teddy Bruschi's jersey already? You know, I feel disrespected seeing other players wear number 54. Like, can we retire that? Let's retire Edelman's. Let's retire, you know, Rodney Harrison's number 37. Like, come on. These guys are legends you're disrespecting here. Let's go. But Brady knows that if I'm Robert Kraft and, you know, if I want Brady to come back, I'll always leave the door open for him. Moving on. Before I get to John Gruden, I want to say congratulations on the Boston Bruins. Winning their first game of the regular season against the Dallas Stars by a score of 3-1. My guy, former neighbor, Brad Marchand, 2 goals. The first one was a penalty shot, which I didn't even know NHL still did that shit. I thought it was just shootout at, like, you know, after overtime. Another one was an empty netter, which I guess nobody really cares about an empty net goal. But the way he scored that goal, holy shit. And Jake DeBrusk with a goal himself. You know, great. An amazing game. I watched it from start to finish. Well, I missed part of it. But it was a great rest of the game. We did good in the penalty kill. It was, you know, good defensively, good offensively. By the way, I was heartbroken to find out that Tuukka Rask had left the team because he had an off-season surgery. I didn't know that. I found out through old Greg, and I'm like, yo, what the hell? I'm like, who's this kid at the goal right now? He goes, oh, that's Swyman. I'm like, whoa, Swyman. That's the kid that was holding it down last year when we were in the bubble and Tuukka Rask went packing, you know. He just went back home to be with his family, which I respect him for that. So he passed the torch on to Swyman, and this kid did great, you know, in his rookie year. Oh, fuck. You know. Sorry, I dropped my burger. Great game on Saturday. All right, so let's talk about John Gruden. Wow. That's what I'm going to start off by saying. Wow. He's one of my favorite coaches. I watched him growing up. And, you know, when he was on the Oakland Raiders. Before they were the Vegas Raiders. I'm sorry. He was in Tampa Bay, wasn't he? Yeah, he was in Tampa Bay, and I believe he won the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. I'm terrible at this, y'all. I'm sorry. I gotta look this up again. So, John Gruden. Yeah, he did coach the Oakland Raiders from 98 to 2001. 2002 to 2008, he was head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he won a Super Bowl with them. Took 10 years off. I believe he was a broadcaster in those 10 years, and he came back. He came back in 2018 to Oakland, and then they moved to Vegas, and then he got fired. And, well, I believe he stepped down. I don't think he got fired, but he had just signed a 10-year contract with the Vegas Raiders. You know, and now it's all gone. So for those who don't know what the controversy was, what happened was that so he decided to resign because it was somebody leaked his emails that he would send to other people, which had racist comments, misogynistic comments, and homophobic comments in those emails. And that was between 2011 to 2018. Mind you, he was a broadcaster, I believe, at that time. And So he was a broadcaster at the time. And he decided to go back to the Raiders. Okay. So one, at first when I'm looking at this, I'm like, this was 10 years ago. You know, this started 10 years ago and ended 3 years ago. Why is it being leaked now? Then I'm like, I'm just really thinking about it. I'm like, yo, fuck that. You know? Here's a guy other than Bill Belichick. It's one of my favorite head coaches of all time. Because I just loved his attitude on the field. And I love the way he held it down for his team. So, why the hell is he doing that? Why would he do such a thing? Talking all this shit, being racist, misogynistic, and homophobic, while he was still contracted by either ESPN or the NFL. What are you doing? You know, that goes to show that you never know someone's true colors until it's exposed. And well, he got exposed pretty bad. To the point where he just decided to step down. He was part of the Buccaneers Ring of Honor, and he was removed because of this. He has one of the, you know, he's just, oh my God, he's ridiculous. You know, I don't even know what the hell to say, to be honest. This is just bad that he would do such a thing like that. You know, and it's like, bro, what the fuck? He's a bad guy. I'm sorry. He's a bad guy now, and I remove him from my list of favorite head coaches. He's no longer there. I lost all respect for him. And John, you you, oh my God. I don't even think there's a point in him apologizing about the things he said. Now, I don't care about whatever he said about Roger Goodell, because, you know, fuck him. But damn, yo. You're insane. And I don't wish anything on anybody, but I'm praying for you, dog. Pray that you don't get killed out there. Anyways, I think that's it for me. I don't think I got anything else to talk about, but go Sox. Other than that, go Sox. Thank you all for listening. This is the Social Circle. Stay social while being socially distant, of course. Big Drink out.